Welcome to 15 Minutes in the Word with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her study on the book of Colossians. Being a Christian doesn't offer us a life without problems, but God promises us something even better, His grace and strength to rise above our circumstances. The book of Colossians is truly a manual for understanding everything we have in Christ. In this unique Bible study, Joyce will show us how Colossians is our guide to becoming more like Him and reflecting His love, joy, peace, and stability to the world around us. Now, here's Joyce with the study on the book of Colossians.
Colossians 1:27 says the most amazing thing. It says, "The mystery of the ages is Christ in us, the hope of glory." Wonder how many people read that. I was one for many years. I didn't have a clue what that meant. It was a mystery to me. Christ in us, the hope of glory. What does that mean? Because Jesus lives in us. Think about this today. You're the home of God. You're not left to do anything by yourself. God has come to live in you through the Holy Spirit. When you receive Christ as your Savior, He came to live in you. You're never very far away from hope. You're never far away from help. God is never more than one thought away. The moment you put your mind on Him, He's brought into your awareness and into your consciousness. Christ in you, the only hope of glory. Glory is the manifestation of all the excellencies of God. The only hope we ever have of being like Christ. Come on now. How many of you want to be like Jesus? You get it. No, but you know, miraculous things happen when we're born again. Our desires change. We want to be good. We want to please God. And yet we've still got this stupid, stinking flesh. Now here's the thing. Paul said in Romans that when he died, we died with Him. We died to sin. But it doesn't say sin is dead. Sin is still there aggravating people, but there's a part of you that wants to do the right thing. And all that's left for you to do, and it doesn't happen overnight, is to feed the part of you, now listen to me, feed the part of you that wants to do the right thing more than you feed the part of you that wants to do the wrong thing. Come on. You know what you're doing here today? You're feeding yourself. And we're not having dessert, by the way. We're having the meat of God's Word. And not everybody's ready for that. Some people only want dessert. They don't want to have their behavior confronted. I serve meat. And if you spit it out, I'll find another way to give it back to you. And what I want you to do now is take this word that I've given you and go home and chew on it and chew on it and chew on it and chew on it. And I'm just going to be flat honest with you. You can sit here and just look as cute and as holy as you want to, and you can underline everything I've said in your Bible, but you can walk right out of here and none of it do you hardly any good at all if you don't go home and at least pick two or three things and stick with them and meditate on them and study yourself over and over and over until you see victory in your life. That's one of the biggest problems we have. We think because we heard it, we got it. But that doesn't mean anything. No matter what somebody else tells you, now listen to me, no matter how many seminars you go to, no matter how many CDs you listen to, there's one missing piece for a lot of people. You got to take that to God. And you got to say, okay, Lord, I heard it. I believe it. I agree. But there's no hope of me doing it without you. I got to have your help. That's why the Bible says we got to go deeper in God. We've got to get rooted and grounded in him and not just hang around on the surface. Nobody born of God continues to live in sin. He cannot. I'm going to read the whole thing over. No one born of God deliberately, knowingly, and habitually practices sin because God's nature abides in him. His principle of life, and I love the Amplified, the divine sperm of Almighty God remains permanently within him, and he cannot practice sinning because he's born of God. Now, I'm going to get just as clear with you as I know how to get. If a man and a woman who love each other, if the husband's seed is planted, if his sperm is planted in the womb of his wife, she becomes pregnant with his child. Now, when Christ comes to live in us, guess what? Every one of you, men included, you are pregnant with everything that God is. Now, maybe you haven't given birth yet. You may still be in labor pains, and all you may hear is the Holy Spirit, your coach, saying, push, push. But you have a seed of goodness in you. Excuse me. My gosh, if you knew how much hope there is for you. If you just knew what's in your future, if you just don't give up.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
If you just don't quit. If you just keep on keeping on. And one more day you get in the Word. And one more day you spend time with God. And one more day you confess the Word of God. Settle one thing today with your enemy. Let him know you are never going to give up. I wish I could explain to you how hard it was to get from where I was to where I am. And how many years of my life I spent doing it wrong to learn these things that I am now able to share with you. And I'm just telling you, you don't have to be against yourself. You don't have to live under condemnation. You don't have to wonder what's wrong with you because you can't do everything right. You don't have to compare yourself with anybody else. You just believe the Word, hang out with Jesus. Keep it up, 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 keep it up. And every day you don't quit, you get a little more deeply rooted in Him. You know what the Bible says in Psalm 1? The man who meditates on the Word, remember, we're chewing the Word, day and night, he becomes like a tree planted by the waters whose roots go down deep in the ground. And get this, in a whole year of drought, he does not cease bearing fruit. That means you can have a whole year full of trouble, 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 trouble. And you can keep acting like Jesus. Because you've got your roots firmly and deeply planted in him. So here's kind of the way it goes. When you're born again, this is you, by the way. Jesus comes to live in you. He's in you. Now, with Jesus comes a seed of everything that he is. A seed. You don't get it as a full-grown plant, you get it as a seed. And that's why the Bible calls the Word the water of the Word. Come on, you're going to get something here. So what does a seed need? It needs two things, water and sunshine. So what do you need? The Word and Jesus, the Word and Jesus, the Word and Jesus. You need the water of the Word and the Son, Jesus, the water of the Word and the Son, Jesus. And then pretty soon, that seed starts to have little rootlets going down this way. If you can see what happens to a seed, you bury it in the ground. Then after a while, the pressure and the heat from the ground causes the outer hull to break open. And then little roots go down in the ground. It looks like nothing's happening. Are you out there? How many years have you spent in Jesus thinking nothing is happening? I'm not changing. Nothing's happening. But that's not true. The little roots are going down. You don't see anything on the top yet, but they're going down. And you know what? If you don't get impatient and go dig that seed up to see what's going on, pretty soon, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, you will bear much fruit. It's a promise from God. So here's what we have. I mean, I was not a very happy person when I started hanging out with Jesus. But when Jesus came in me, whoop, seeds of joy. Well, you know what? I just don't have very many bad days now. I'm a pretty happy lady. And I don't just have to have a whole lot to make me happy. And you know one of the reasons why? Because I'm happy with me. And now, wait a minute. I'm not happy with me because I do everything right. Or because I got it all together. I'm happy with me because I believe God's happy with me. Wow. Don't you think you're being a little full of yourself there? No, I think I'm being full of the Word. I think I'm saying what the Word says. Even while we were still yet sinners, He loved us enough to die for us. See, when you believe that God loves you, then you can love you and look out, because when you start to love you, now you can start to love other people, and boy, is the devil going to get mad about that. But everything starts in here. It's all got to start in here. You have to start with knowing who you are in Christ.
Thanks for listening. Joyce's heart is to help us develop a stronger relationship with God through deeper study of the Bible. Digging into the book of Colossians is a great way to start that journey. As we begin looking into God's Word, there are many lessons to discover and inspiration for us to love Jesus and walk with Him even more closely than we already do. Remember, as Christians, we have everything we need to live a life of peace, joy, and growth, and it's all found in Him. For more resources from Joyce, visit joycemeyer.org.
Well, you know, I am committed to bring you the Word of God on a regular basis, and I need you to be committed in partnership to help us continue bringing you the programs we bring you and sharing the love of Christ and the Word of Christ all over the world.
As a thank you to anyone signing up for convenient automatic giving for the first time, we'd like to send you a special gift for your donation. Join us in partnership as we share Christ and love people. Contact us right now at joycemeyer.org.
Thank you for listening to 15 Minutes in the Word with Joyce.